Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Word for Today with Reverend Andre Thompson.
Get ready for real talk, real life issues in the next half hour.
The next voice you will hear will be no other than Reverend Andre Thompson.
Things we should
I want you to understand that God gave us a formula. to set upon the surface and to cast out demons and to heal the sick. But many of us are playing church. And God said, hallelujah, you better wake up because you might lose your candlestick. I want you to understand one of the things. That candlestick, if you don't want to lose it, you better be faithful to God. Because I understand the Bible said, if you believe in me, then I will be inside of you. But if you don't believe Jesus, if you don't believe his word, he said you'll die in sin. How many of you want to die in sin? Raise your hand. I don't see no hands being raised. But I want you to know that there's a death, that there's no return. That's that spiritual death. And see, Jesus came. He came and died for you and me, baby. He came and died. And he bled. And he suffered. But when he went down to the grave, he closed up the keys of life. He took and he defeated, hallelujah, sin. I want you to understand on this day, beloved, that it's you. It's you that God wants to use. I mean, you can pray, God, use me. Raise your hand. You want God to use you. Well, God, he said, you make more room for me, I'll make more room.
Well, God bless you. I want you to understand on today, wherever you may be at or whatever you're going through, that God is able. He's able to make a way out of no way. I want you to understand on today that what you're going through is not the end, but you're going through. You're going to make it through. Amen. You got to divide the division, the division, the division, the division, the divide. What you mean to divide? Well, there's a division. There's a option. You say, man, God, I still don't get it. Let me make it plain. See, because God said that there's conditions. If we serve him, we will repent of our evil ways, turn from our ways, repent of our sins, that he is faithful to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. And what? He's going to just wash your soul. He's going to make us clean. We're going to be reconnected. But what happens when you get connected to the wrong element? You get yourself contaminated. You're stained with sin. It causes division from God. And I want you to know on this day, my God, if you don't hear nothing else, I want you to hear that it is time. It is time to heed the call. Amen. What you mean heed the call? Well, God is calling us back to repentance. God wants us not to perish, but he wants us to live. Amen. So be careful. Don't let your heart be deceived so that you turn away from the Lord and serve and worship other gods. If you do, the Lord's anger will burn against you. He will shut up the sky and hold back the rain, and the ground will fail to produce its harvest. Then you will quickly die in that good land the Lord has given you. See, there's so many of you that understand God has given you something good. You might say, well, what good land? I don't own no property. But see, God can place you in a place where the land where you at, the place that you're standing becomes the land, that he can bless you on that land. He can give you favor. And the Bible says in Deuteronomy, amen, the 11th chapter, verse 18, so commit yourself wholeheartedly to these words of mine. Tie them around your hands and wear them on your forehead as reminders. Teach them to your children. Talk about them when you are at home and when you are on the road, when you are going to bed, when you are getting up. Write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates, so that as long as the sky remains above the earth, you and your children may flourish in the land the Lord swore to give your ancestors. I want you to know, verse 22, it says, be careful to obey all these commands I'm giving you. Show love to the Lord your God by walking in his way and holding tightly to him. See, there's something about holding tightly to God. There's a reason why, because there's some storm, there's some warfare that's going on. And if you're not holding tightly to God, believe me, beloved, if you're not grounded in God, you're not grounded in the word, my Lord, amen, you will be so easily moved, easily shaken. shifted. Amen. You'll be out the wave. But I want you to know in verse 23, it says, then the Lord will drive out all nations ahead of you. He's going to go ahead of you and drive out your enemies. He's going to drive out the very thing that was trying to come against you. My goodness, did you hear what the Bible said? Did you hear what God's word is saying? It says the Lord will drive out all the nations ahead of you, though they are much greater and stronger than you, and you will take over their land. Listen to that. Did you hear what God said? He said, these folks are more stronger. They're more powerful than you are, but yet he's going to move them out the way. You're going to take over their land. So that lets me know something, that greater is he that's on the inside of me than he that's of the world. Y'all better get this on today. I'm telling you, wherever you set your foot, here we go. Wherever, somebody say wherever. Wherever, you can make it personal. Wherever I set my foot, that the land will be mine. In other words, God is saying in verse 24, wherever you set your foot, the land will be yours. The frontiers will stretch from the wilderness in the south, Lebanon in the north, and from the Eperet River in the east to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you, for the Lord your God will cause people to fear and dread you as he promised. Wherever you go in the whole land, I don't know, right there is a good time. Good time to give God some praise. Somebody say hallelujah. My God, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm telling you, my Lord, did you hear what the word of God is saying to them right now? I'm telling you right now, you better get this right here. Because why? God don't want nobody to perish. That's right. He don't want you to perish. I'm telling you, he don't want you to perish at all. He doesn't want you to die. How many of you know that if you love somebody, you don't want nothing bad to happen to them? Am I in agreement with somebody? Somebody in agreement with me on today? Have you ever loved somebody so much that you said, you know something? I don't want you to die. I need you. I need you to live. I need you to survive. And I want you to understand God feels the same way about you. He says, I love you. I created you. And I don't want you to die. I want you to be here. I want you to be by my side. What you mean? Well, you know, Jesus said that we're going to sit on the right hand side. We're going to be in heavenly places with him. My goodness. So that lets me know that there's a design. There's a desired destination for me. There's a desired destination for you. Are you working towards that final destination? Are you just working and just doing stuff in vain? Are you sincerely understand that God has a destination in mind for you, and it's not called hell, but it's called heaven. Somebody say amen right now. Hallelujah. I want you to go, as I get ready to close out, I'm going to go down a few more verses, amen, and I want to go right down there, hallelujah, to verse 26. It says, look, today I am giving you the choice between a blessing and a curse. You will be blessed if you obey commands of the Lord your God. That I'm giving you today. See, there's a choice. See, God gives you a choice. He doesn't make you. He don't push your arm. But he gives you a choice to make a decision. Now, on today, I want to ask you, beloved, what is your choice? What is the decision that you shall make on today? Will it be to serve God or serve man? Will it be to serve God or serve the devil? What is your decision? Because I tell you, in verse 26, it says, look, today, I am giving you the choice between a blessing and a curse. You will be blessed if you obey the commands of your Lord, your God, commands of the Lord, your God, that I'm giving you today. But you will be cursed. Uh-oh. Here comes that condition. Here comes that choice. But you will be cursed if you reject the commands of the Lord your God and turn away from him and worship God you have not known before. My God, what is the Lord telling us? He's saying that you should be serving me. Who's me? God. I'm talking about God, not me. He says you should be serving him. So don't go out there serving gods you know nothing of. Don't be going out there serving other gods, my good, because you're going to curse yourself. My good. Don't get tangled up in sin because you're going to curse yourself, my goodness. But listen to my command. I'm giving you some commands on today. I want you to live and not die. I'm letting you know right now, when the Lord your God brings you into the land and helps you take possession of it, you must pronounce the blessings at Mount Gerizim in the curse. And the curse, I need to get that right there. Come on, man of God, bring it up to me. I hope we didn't lose it. Come on down, back on down there. Amen. And it says, here we go. And it says right here, and it says, 28. But you will, 29. When the Lord your God brings you into the land and helps you to take possession of it, see, God's going to bring you into a land that he has promised. It ain't something that you bought. It wasn't something that you knew about. But God already predestined. He already called the place to be blessed just for you and I. And he says, I'm going to bring you in this place. And when you get into this place, he said, you must pronounce the blessing at Mount Gerizim and the curse at Mount Ebo. These two mountains are west of the Jordan River in the land of the Canaanites who live in the Jordan Valley near the town of Galgal, not far from the Oaks of Moreh. You don't hear me though. Somebody say amen. And that's it right here. I'm going to go right down there real quick. Amen. Yes, I got my help coming on, but I want you to understand, there's something that God is saying. What is he saying to you? He's saying, hallelujah, yes, Lord, hallelujah. Yeah, come on, Dre. Come on, bring it on down right there. We went to a whole other chapter. I need to bring it back one more chapter. There we go. Bring it back to chapter 11. Here we go. Yeah. And it says, for you are about to cross the Jordan River to take over the land the Lord your God is giving you. And when you take the land, come on, and are living in it, you must be careful to obey all the decrees and regulations I'm giving you today. What God is saying, beloved, now I'm giving you a place. I'm giving you this blessing. But in order to, while you're living in this place, while you're being blessed, don't forget the things and the rules and the things I told you. Because you got to be obedient to me. And if you're stray, if you get caught up in the things of the world, if you get caught up in the old ways you used to have, if you get caught up and start serving other gods, you're going to lose the land. You're going to be cursed. You won't progress. You won't prosper. Why? Because God said he's going to shut the heavens. He's going to not allow rain to come down to water your fields. He won't hear your prayers from heaven. He'll be able not to do nothing on your behalf. So why God is telling you this? Because he's letting you know that there's something great in store for you. He wants you to prosper. He wants you to live. He also wants you to understand, to serve him in spirit and truth. He wants you to serve him. He wants you to know that this is not your final destination. But while you're here, somebody go to the book of Deuteronomy, the 12th chapter. Yes, and it says this in the beginning. These are the decrees and regulations you must be careful to obey when you live in the land that the Lord, the God of your ancestors, is giving you. You must obey them as long as you live. I want somebody to understand on today that God, he's not a God of the mistakes. He's not a God, hallelujah, that this makes things up. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. I want you to understand, hallelujah, that he's here for a purpose. Yes, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Father, hallelujah. I want somebody to go to the book of Exodus. Yeah, the 23rd chapter, around 20, the 21st voice. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Let's go to verse number 20. He said, see, I'm sending an angel before you to protect you on your journey and lead you safely to the place I have prepared for you. Pay close attention to him and obey his instructions. Do not rebel against him, for he is my representative, and he will not forgive your rebellion. But if you are careful to obey the following all my instructions, oh, stop right there. He said, but if you are careful to obey him, following all my instructions, whose instructions? God's instructions. Yeah, It says, then I will be an enemy to your enemies, and I will oppose those who oppose you. For my angel will go before you and bring you into the land. Here we go. God bring you into a land. He's going to move after enemy. He's going to bring you into the land of your enemies, the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. So you may live there, and I will destroy them completely. I want you to understand. We just jump from the book of Exodus from Deuteronomy, and it's saying the same thing God wants you to understand. Have I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? See, I want you to know one thing, that the zealous court you, but for no good. Yes, they want to exclude you, that you may be zealous for them. But if it is good to be zealous and a good thing always and not, where we going with this here? We're in the book of Galatians right now. But I don't want to go too far, but you need to hear that. And only when I present with, let me go back up. But it is good to be zealous and a good thing always, and not only when I'm present with you. My little children, for whom I labor and birth again unto Christ is formed in you. I would like to be present with you now and to change my tone, for I have doubts. I have doubts about you. Tell me, you who desire to be under the Lord, do you not hear the Lord? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, and the only and one born woman, the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bond woman was born according to the flesh, and he who was of the free woman was the promise, was born through the promise, which things are symbolic. For these are the two covenants, the one from Mount Sinai, which, amen, gives birth to bondage, and which is Hagar. For this Hagar is Mount Zion in Arabia and corresponds to Jerusalem, which now is and is in bondage with her children. But the Jerusalem above is free, which is the mother of us all. For it is written, rejoice, O barren, you who do not bear, break forth and shout. You who are not in labor, for the desolate has many more children than she who has a husband. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are children of the promise. And I want you to understand something, beloved, right now. We are the children of the promise. And you need to understand that God wants to set you up. He wants to put you in the place. He wants to utilize you. Amen. To be a blessing, to be the spokesman, to be the example of what exactly of who he is. Amen. And how can we do that if we're not walking properly? We're not walking circumspectly. So today, beloved, I want to say this prayer. Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, everybody that's listening to me under my voice right now, that you will bless them, that you will keep them, that you will continue to look at this. Lord, we thank you right now for unification. We thank you right now, Lord, that you have chosen. We thank you that you have given us an opportunity to make a decision and a choice to choose you on today, that everyone will choose you, be obedient, and live rightly before you and be holy as you are holy. We thank you, Lord, we're breaking the bonds. We're breaking everything that will cause folks to fall. In the blessed name of Jesus, we thank you right now, Father. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Listen, beloved, if you have received and heard this prayer on today, if you have heard this broadcast. I know that God got something great in store for you, amen. But I want you to remember what the Bible said, amen. We was talking in the book of Deuteronomy, amen. And one of the things that really stood out, praise God, was this here. I went into the book of Deuteronomy in the 11th chapter, and we talked about this thing. Amen. Everything on down from the 20th verse on down to the end. But also in Deuteronomy 12th chapter, verse 1, I want you to get this. It says, these are the decrees and regulations you must be careful to obey when you live in the land of the Lord, the God of your ancestors giving you. You must obey them as you live. And I tell you once again, God's going to give you, amen. He's given us some things. He's given us our land. You say, well, man of God, I didn't buy no land. Man of God, what land you talking about? Well, I heard the Bible say that everywhere you should tread your foot, you should conquer, you should inherit that land. That piece of land becomes yours. In chapter 11, it starts out the same way. Verse 1, you must love the Lord your God and obey all his requirements, decrees, regulations, and commands. Keep in mind that I am not talking to your children who have never experienced the discipline of the Lord your God or seen his greatness and his strong hand and powerful arm. But see, the thing about it, see, what was going on was that God was saying, listen, you know, I'm not talking to them because you guys experienced what I'm talking about. I want you to share with them. I want you to go ahead and continue to tell them about things that happened, how I rescued you and I brought you out of bondage. Amen. And not only that, but see, here it is. They were serving. They were used to serving other gods and everything else. But see, in verse number 8, it says, therefore, be careful to obey every command I am giving you today. We just left Exodus, amen, and we're just reading the same thing about he has sent a messenger, didn't we? And it says, I'm giving you today so you may have strength to go and take over the land you are about to enter. See, you are about to enter into some blessings. You are about to enter into a land that God has already prescribed before the foundations of the earth. But he wants you to understand that you got to be obedient to his commandment, amen, because you can't just go in there and do what you want to do. God got some rules and regulations, and we have to adhere to those particular things, praise God. So in verse 16, it says, listen to me, it says, be careful, don't let your heart be deceived so that you turn away from the Lord and serve and worship other gods. My goodness, see, this is what's going on today. I need to continue this on the next day. We're going to do a continuation. We're past our time. God bless you. Listen, if you want to email me, please email me at info@citywidecog.org. Once again, info@citywidecog.org. Amen. You can visit our website at www.citywidecog.org. That's www.citywidecog.org. Amen. Listen, we're excited about what God's doing. We're going to be on the Prayer Warriors International prayer line on tonight. If you want to join us, I'm telling you, you need to come on out. If there's a breakthrough you're looking for, we're going to be praying for our leaders and the nation. We're going to be praying to break curses. Amen. I'm letting you know, if your finances are acting funny, we're going to be praying to break curses on finances. You need to tune in at 11 p.m. That's Eastern Standard Time. Amen. You need to dial this number. I'm going to post it on Facebook, but it's 712-775-7035. Once again, that is 712-775-7035. When you call that, you're going to be prompted to put in a code. Amen. I want you to put this code in right here. It's 706-559-POUND. 706-559-POUND. Listen, if you know somebody sick in their body, you need to go out there and invite them to come on this line tonight. I'm telling you that God is going to move in a mighty way, because I'm a true believer, and I know that God has given us power. We have authority, amen, to cast out demons, to heal the sick, huh? And you got to be able to step out on faith and believe. So I'm calling out all the prayer warriors, amen. If you're a prayer warrior, if you're into spiritual warfare, If you're in the deliverance ministry, amen, you need to come on out tonight. I'm telling you right now, I'm getting fired up, amen. I'm excited to see the hand of God moving in the lives of the people. Yes, and this is a time, beloved, to come on outside the four walls, amen. It is time right now to proclaim the good news of Jesus. It is time. My goodness. Look, I got to get on out of here. This is Apostle Andre Thompson. I love you. Kingdom blessings upon you and your family. Meet me on here tomorrow. I got guests coming through. My goodness, you need to just be here. I'm telling you, God is doing some great things. We're preparing, amen, to go out there in the streets next Saturday. We're going to have a great out the walls, amen, out the four walls, bringing the gospel to the street, revival concert, my goodness, in the city of Phillipsburg, New Jersey. And we're excited about what God is doing, and you should be too. Until we meet again, God bless you. Amen.